I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You're listening to The Sisters, Episode 5, Cold Case, inspired by real events.
Estee, it's me. Call me back as soon as you get this. I have major news. Please don't make me tell you this over voicemail. You're probably at the hospital, but unless someone is literally dying in your arms, call me back, okay? You're not picking up, so you leave me no choice. Carrie is back. I realize I gave you no context in the last message. I am talking about my sister, Carrie. She saw me on TV and it all came back to her. Oh my God, Estee, she's alive. My twin sister is alive. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's her. She remembers so much. I mean, she knew things that only Carrie could know. And she looks like me. You know, not exactly like me, but you can see it in her eyes. Yeah. Anyway, call me back.
Anyway, I'm excited to meet her, or, you know, re-meet her.
God, the last time you saw her, she was 8 years old.
I just hope she doesn't remember what a monster I was as a child.
Hey, Estee, do you remember when you tied me to the beam in your living room and gave me a wedgie?
No, I didn't do that.
You did, I swear. Mm-hmm. All of the memories are coming back.
Uh-huh.
These people who took you, Carrie, how did they... Sorry, I hope you don't mind me asking you these questions.
No, go ahead.
Okay, how did they, like, prevent you from finding out the truth?
Well, we lived like hermits. They were religious, Christian Zionists. They homeschooled me. They taught me to fear the government, the cops, even our own neighbors. I spent most of my childhood indoors. Let me be clear, they didn't abuse me. They gave me everything I needed, but I always suspected that something was off.
Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, how did you know?
Well, first off, they were so much older than the other parents around me. I'm guessing they couldn't have children of their own. I mean, who knows? But they probably tried adoption and it didn't work out, so they snapped.
Man.
I always felt like a part of me was missing.
Me too. Wait, didn't I just say that?
You did.
We're sisters. That's why. When I saw you on TV, I knew it was you. It was fate.
Right, but you were following me before then.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw you... I mean, I thought I saw you across the road from the Mutter one day. You were...
No, that wasn't me. But, you know, I'm lucky I caught you on TV. It was a fluke, really. My ex-husband, Ted, he used to control the remote. Nothing but football and WWE wrestling. He never let me watch Dateline. It's a good thing we just got divorced.
Wait, you just got divorced?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
My God, me too.
Are you serious? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. A little.
No, but it makes perfect sense. We're Geminis. Frankie, it's a sign of the twins. We have a dual nature. Let me guess. Your ex-husband wanted you to be one way. His way. He wanted you on the sidelines, but you needed to shine.
Jesus. Carrie, you're better than my therapist or my sponsor.
Stop. You're a drunk too?
Yeah. 5 years in the program.
Oh my God, high five.
Fuck.
Okay, well, I need to pee.
If there was ever a time for a celebratory drink, it's now. What do you say, Frankie? Do you want to order a couple margaritas for us?
Okay, sure.
Ah, great. Extra salt.
Mm-hmm. Well, she might be from Pittsburgh, but I like her.
Yeah, I can tell. It's almost a little too perfect.
What do you mean?
She seems a little rehearsed.
Rehearsed? I mean, what do you mean?
Hey, ladies, can I get you anything else?
Oh, yeah. Two margaritas, please, with extra salt.
Coming right up.
Thanks.
Are you drinking again?
Come on, Este, it's a special occasion.
You're right, it is.
Hey, where are you going?
You two need some time alone.
Whoa. Are you... like, upset or something, or...
No, I came here to support you, but you're good now. Call me later. Just one thing.
Yeah?
If I were you, I'd ask her to take a DNA test.
Hey, where's Este?
Oh, she got called into the hospital for an emergency, so...
Oh, no.
No, it's fine, yeah, just... sit down. Go ahead.
Did you, you order the drinks?
I did. Yeah.
What's on your mind? Look, I'm not asking you to break your sobriety. I mean, technically I am, but no pressure.
No, it's not that. I can handle a drink. You know, just one. But, look, I have a question for you, and to be clear, you can totally say no, but would you be... open to maybe...
two margaritas. Here you go.
Ah, perfect. Oh, excuse me. Can I trouble you to take a picture of us? We're sisters.
Sure. All right, ladies. Say cheese.
Cheese!
Stay still, Matilda. Stay still. That's it. Everybody smile. Keep saying cheese.
Cheese!
It was a beautiful summer. 1963, I think it was. We were having a picnic down in the meadow near our house.
There. Now, we just got to wait a few minutes while this photo develops itself.
Can I see? No, I want to see it first. Can I see, Daddy?
Don't touch it, girls, please, or you'll ruin the surprise.
That's right. It's going to appear right here, like a ghost emerging from the shadows.
When I was your age, you had to send the film away to get it developed, and you had to wait 2 weeks before you got the photos back. Now it only takes a couple of minutes.
Ah, it's like magic. Oh, have a look.
Look, you've ruined it, Jackie. You're blinking.
I'm not blinking, that's you.
No, it's not.
Oh,
no. No, it's not.
Girls, stop arguing. Why don't you go off and have a play?
Yeah, come on, let's take Matilda down to the river.
Come on, Matilda.
The twins had only recently got over their fear of water. We were just packing up the picnic things when...
Jackie? Jackie! Jill, what is it?
Oh, my God, she's bleeding. Quick, Thomas, the tissues!
Right.
What happened?
Matilda was Matilda!
She just bit her!
What?
What? She wouldn't.
She
bite.
Did. She did. She did.
All right. All right. All right. Let's just have a look.
We need to get her to hospital.
I don't think it's that bad.
Well, it might be infected. We should take her to hospital.
Jackie. All right. All right. Just stop crying. That's all right. I've got you. Right, Fran. Get Matilda on that lead. Let's go. Your sister's going to be absolutely fine. Do you want to tell me what happened?
Well, we got to the river and it just sat down.
Right.
And Matilda just started growling at us and she ran up to Jackie and just bit her.
Tell me the truth, Jill.
That is the truth, Daddy, I promise.
Well, that's really not like Matilda. She's never done that before. Are you sure you didn't step on a paw, or did she get stung by a bee, something like that?
No. No, she was just angry. I guess she just bit her, that's all.
Right.
Well, here's the wounded soldier.
Oh.
She's fine. Shall we go home and have that tea we were going to have?
Well, Jackie seems to have made a quick recovery.
Yes, I can see that. I just hope there isn't too much of a scar.
No, I'm sure she'll be fine.
You know, Thomas...
Yes, I know. I know.
The scar. It'll be in the same place that Mary had her
it's
scar.
It's just a coincidence. Right, girls, how are you doing back there? Jill, you looking after Jackie?
Yes.
I'm all right, Daddy.
Will we be back in time for the children's hour on telly?
Oh, yes, don't worry, we'll be fine.
And how's Matilda?
She's all right, Mummy.
She says she's very sorry.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my thumb with a knick-knack paddywhack.
This is strange.
This old man came
what is?
A photo you took just before the girls ran off.
What do you mean?
Well, look at it.
I can't, I'm driving.
This old man, he
there's something...
He played knick-knack on my knee.
There's something wrong with the shadows.
Are you seeing things, Fran?
I don't think so. The girls are standing there, but there are four shadows in total.
Well, maybe it's the dog.
No, Thomas, it's not the dog. There are two extra shadows in the photograph. Explain that.
Really? It's the way Polaroid pictures work. It's the emulsions. Sometimes they run a bit. Probably didn't give it time to dry properly.
Thomas, don't be obtuse.
Hey. To the contrary, I'm being logical.
But Thomas, really,
Francis,
I can
please
see...
don't start this again.
Fine, fine. But it wasn't. There was something wrong. I knew there was something very wrong.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow. Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just 2 visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just 2 movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a 3-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just 2 visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Yourselves again.
Suddenly they've gone all shy. Darling, introduce yourself. Say, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I am Jill.
Very good. And now your sister?
Jackie.
Very good, both of you. Now, let's talk about pets. Do you have any pets at home?
We used to have a dog.
And what was his name?
She.
Yeah.
She was a she. Matilda.
Whoa.
Goes on for hours like this. Like he's studying them.
And the guy doing the interview, that's Vincent?
The journalist, yeah. Nancy's grandfather. The one who writes about the occult. I guess the Pollard family hired him to interview the girls.
Hmm. I mean, okay, but how are the girls connected to the skeleton?
No idea, but we'll figure it out. We've come too far. The skeleton's not going anywhere until we get some answers.
Okay, well, good luck. You are in charge of the investigation for the next few days.
Where are you going?
A little road trip with Carrie. We're driving back to Hershey, to our old childhood home.
What about this new development?
She's my sister. This is a true miracle. Carrie, walking back into my life is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I know, you're right. But I'll miss you, Frankie. Playing detective alone isn't fun.
I'll be back on Monday. We'll continue our Scooby-Doo cosplay.
So when do I get to meet her?
Carrie? She's picking me up in 2 minutes. Oh, shit, I gotta go.
Well, invite her in. What, she doesn't like museums?
Oh, she loves museums, but this is not a museum. It's the Mutter.
I think it's a real museum.
Wait, did we have a pool in the backyard?
Sort of.
How do you sort of have a pool?
It was above ground.
Ah, that counts.
God.
You know, I remember a lot. I buried some of it. Mm-hmm. It's probably a coping mechanism. That's what my social worker said. By the way, did you, tell Mom yet?
No.
Why not?
Well, because she already lost you once, so we just need to be delicate.
Sure, I am. I understand.
Oh, okay, hang on one sec. Hi, Duncan.
She's a liar.
Who?
That Pippa lady? That's even her real name. Listen to this. I did a search on her boss, Mark Whitney, the supposed owner of the skeleton. I can't find shit. Frankie, do you know what this means?
No, what?
We're still in the game, baby! We have the skeleton and the tapes and this Pollard family. We don't know how they factor in yet, but we are right on track.
Well, that's great, Duncan, but I'm, you know, driving.
Right, yes, you're with Carrie. Well, say hi for me. Tell her the good news.
Okay, I will. Hey, you're doing great, Duncan. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Hey, I just noticed your ring.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
I had the same one, right? The same black mood ring?
Oh, shit! Yes, actually, you did!
Oh, my God! This is how adorable! Did we wear matching clothes a lot?
No. I don't think so.
Hey, Frankie, if Mom lives down in Florida, why did you keep the old house? Do you go up there often?
No. Almost never.
Then why? After all these years, why'd she keep the old house?
In case you came back. Yeah, they kept it empty all these years, just in case you wandered back here.
After Jackie's accident, the dog bite, I started to see things I hadn't seen before. The way the twins were together, the way they spoke was just like... The scar on Jackie's forehead, it was as if it had willed itself into existence. I know everything can be rationalized and explained away. Thomas did exactly that. Maybe I really wanted to believe our dead daughters were still with us in some way. Reborn in Jackie and Jill. Because it was a way of coping with the guilt of their deaths.
Tilda! Come on, girl! Come on! In you come.
It was one winter night.
Tilda, come on!
The twins had gone to bed. And I went out into the garden to call the dog in.
Matilda, come on, girl! Thomas, is Matilda already inside?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I can't find her. She's not coming.
Matilda, come on, girl. Come on. Supper time, Matilda. Come on.
Come on.
This is unlike her. Oh, my God.
Thomas, quick!
Matilda. Come on, Matilda.
What is it?
She's not moving.
Matilda.
Oh, she's all wet. Get a torch. Hurry, Thomas.
Right. Sorry, here.
Matilda, come on. Come on, are you all right?
Thomas, she's not moving at all. Oh, my God.
Here.
Blood, it's blood.
In the torchlight, the blood seemed black.
Oh!
Oh, God, it's throat's been cut. Oh, no. Well, she must have caught it on some barbed wire. I don't know.
We don't have any barbed wire in our garden, Thomas. We don't have anything she could have cut herself with.
Then...
Mummy?
Is it Matilda? Is she dead?
Can we bury her like we buried the dead blackbird? I saw a girl upon the stair.
I saw a girl who wasn't there.
I saw that girl again today.
I wish she'd go away.
I saw a girl upon
the stair. What are you saying?
I saw a girl who wasn't there.
I saw that girl again today.
Who taught you that?
Go away.
I saw a girl upon the stair.
I saw a girl who wasn't there.
I saw the girl again today.
I wish she'd go away.
Who taught you that?
Well, here we are. The old house. You see anything familiar?
Are you kidding? All of it.
Really?
Yes, really. The porch, the tire swing, and the giant hill that we used to roll down.
Oh my God, it looked a lot bigger back then, right?
We used to call it Hamburger...
Hamburger Hill!
Yes!
Oh my God! Oh. Holy shit, Carrie, it really is you!
Come on, let's go inside!
Hello there, ladies!
Oh. Jesus Christ! You scared me! Hi, sorry, who are you?
Sheriff Patterson. Dale Patterson. Don't be alarmed, I'm just checking on the empty houses in the area. You'd be surprised how many squatters we have around here.
I see. Okay, well, thanks, I guess. I'm Frankie Bradshaw.
Frankie? Hello.
Hi. This is my childhood home. Our home. This is my sister, Carrie.
Hi, yeah.
Carrie, did you say?
Yes.
Sisters, huh? Frankie and Carrie.
Yep. That would be us. Well, hey, anyway, we're gonna head inside, but thanks for checking in.
Oh, of course. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. He was weird, right?
Yeah. You know, he probably just thought you were cute.
Me? No. No way. He was looking at you.
Ew.
Oh my God. I remember this room.
You do?
Yes. We used to roller skate in here.
Yeah, more like roller derby.
And that chair. The naughty chair. That's where Dad would make us sit in the corner.
Or just beat our asses.
Yeah. That too. Frankie, it's all coming back.
Oh, look! Wait, Carrie, wait. Wait for me.
At night, it won't stop raining. I'm worried about the power going out, but Carrie just wants to get drunk.
I think we need another glass of wine.
Oh, you know what? I better not.
Oh, come on. One more.
No, seriously, I feel like I just...
Oh, it's our first night back in our old house.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that a girl. You know, so on the bright side, if I was never kidnapped, I would have grown up as Carrie Bradshaw. Do you know how many Sex in the City jokes I would have needed to endure?
Oh, hey, speaking of, when you were taking a nap earlier, I called Mom.
Oh. But I thought we said we'd wait.
No, I know. We talked for like 30 seconds. She was zonked out on medication, you know. I didn't even get a chance to mention you, so.
Oh. Okay. No worries. Hey. I have an idea.
Okay, what?
Do you remember that game that we'd play as kids? The paddywhack game?
No.
Yeah, we turn all the lights out, hide from each other, and then smack each other's butts in the dark.
Yeah, no. You are confusing me with somebody else. I have definitely never played that game.
Well, there's a first time for everything. Come on.
Wait, what are you...
Spooky, right?
Hey, are you sure about this? Because it's pretty dark now, and I'm already a little buzzed, so I feel like...
Patty.
Carrie? Hello?
Patty. Where am I?
Carrie?
The governor has issued a state
Hello?
Of health mandate. Avoid all road travel unless absolutely necessary. Police have closed off interstate traffic.
Carrie? Carrie, are you in the bathroom? Hello? Carrie? Hello?
Don't be that fatty whack.
Jesus Christ, Carrie! Oh my God, you fucking scared me! Fuck, where is the light switch?
There's no one in the bathroom with me.
Carrie!
Frankie, you okay? Frankie, what's wrong?
What the hell are you doing in the tub?
Were you just, like, you were in here, right? Because there was someone in here, and...
Okay.
Oh my God. All right, that's it. Help me up. I am never drinking again. Okay. Got it?
Obviously.
Just please help me up, my God.
Okay.
And never a patty whack on the butt again. Okay? Promise?
Oh my God.
The next day, I wake up early. Carrie is still hungover, asleep. So I go for a walk into town.
Hey, Frankie. Good morning.
Oh boy, it's that creepy old cop from yesterday, Sheriff Patterson. He's waving at me from across the street.
It's nice to see you again, Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember me, do you?
You mean from yesterday?
No, from about 25 years ago. I worked on your sister's case.
Are you serious? Wow. You must have been real surprised to see her then, huh?
Surprised isn't the right word. I'd say concerned.
For who?
You.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Earl. Can I buy you a cup of coffee?
Sorry, what is all this about?
Frankie, work with me here. This is a small town, people talk. I'd feel a lot more comfortable having this conversation in private.
Okay, well, not me. Right here is good.
Where do you live, Frankie?
Philadelphia. Why?
Well, you might want to head back. In fact, you should drive home today without that woman.
That woman? You mean Carrie, my sister?
Your sister is dead. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but that's the stone cold truth.
No, actually, it's not. So I'm sorry, but you're mistaken.
No, I'm not. Your sister is dead. Frankie, that woman in your house, whoever she is, wherever she came from, she's not Carrie.
Dear stranger, I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
The Sisters is a Gold Hawk production, presented by Realm in association with Lights Out. Created by Brett Nietzschen and written by Brett Nietzschen, John Scott Dryden, and Mac Rogers. Frankie is played by Mae Whitman. Francis, Helen Baxendale. Mark, David Morrissey. Duncan, Miles Heiser. Thomas, Lee Ingleby. Carrie, Jennifer Armour. Este, Karen Che. Vincent, Rob Jarvis. Jill, Orla McDonough. Jackie, Lacey Finlow. And Sheriff Patterson by Nathan Osgood. With sound design by Adam Woodhams and original music by Seymour Milton and Sasha Putnam. The script editor is Mike Walker. For Gold Hawk Productions, the producer is Emma Hearn and the director and executive producer is John Scott Dryden. For Realm, the producers are John Brooks, Fred Greenhall, and Nicole Otto. And the executive producers are Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Find the full list of credits in the show copy. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.